I also want to mention about practical suggestions for using your metronome in a specific piece that you're practicing. The other day I was doing Amy by Pure Prairie League with a student. The song, it goes like this. It goes... like that. And so, I don't know what tempo that is. Let me go back to my mechanical metronome, my hardware metronome, not my software metronome. So let's assume that, you know, since this is like bluegrass or whatever, that I'm gonna put my strong beats on 1 and 3 rather than 2 and 4 like a cajon would do or something, I don't know. And so 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now the student was having trouble going from the opening chord to the first 3 notes, okay? So what we did was, I wrote this down so I would remember it for this presentation. This is the only part that I really prepared. He was at 70 BPM for the whole lick. He was able to play it at that tempo. Except, right in the very beginning, he couldn't go from the chord bit to the first 3 notes. So what we decided, this is very important, what we did was zero right in on the place where he was struggling and only work on that. So this is, I should have done this part in the beginning of the presentation. Only zero right in on the part that you're struggling with. Don't drag the tempo of the entire piece down. Just be willing to practice only that exact spot that you're struggling with. So we took that part that goes from the chord to the notes, and we went all the way down to 50. Rather than drag the whole piece down to 50, we're going to only work on this one little section until we can gradually get it back to 70 where we were. So 1, 2, 3, 4. A musical loop out of it. This is a big tip for you guys. Not only go right in on the exact thing that you're struggling with within the song, but make a musical loop out of it, either 1 bar or 2 bars. In this particular case, I believe it's 2 bars. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. And then 1, 2, 3, 4. You know. And then only after I'm able to play that, like, let's say 4 times in a row, do I increase it, you know. And how much do I increase it? Depends on how confident I want to be. Maybe 5, you know. So if I was at 50, try 55 now. Like 3, 4. You get the idea. And then go to 60, and then go to 70. And then only when you can get it back up to 70, now you try the whole piece at 70. So, does this make sense? The overall thing about how to use a metronome is figure out your overall tempo, figure out what your goal tempo is. All right, in this case, the goal tempo is... Let me just see. What was our goal tempo? It's like 165 or something. That's with the quarter notes. I'm just guessing that it's... I'm guessing that it's 90 on the 1 and 3, which is 180 when it's all 4, right? So 180 BPM or 90 half notes. I'm just guessing that that's my overall tempo. I didn't listen to Amy and figure out the tempo. You can. By the way, it's spelled A-M-I-E if you're going to look for it, by Pure Prairie League. But at 90 beats per minute, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1... right, so 90 BPM is our destination, but I can only play the rest of it at 70. And there's one little particular spot that I can't even do at 70. So I'm going to try and play the whole lick at 70. Then I'm going to zero in just on that one little spot and get that and go. Be willing to go down. All right, this is a big deal for you guys and for myself too. It's a discipline in and of itself to be willing to go much slower than you want, you know, than you ultimately desire. And that in of itself is a discipline that you have to practice, all right? Practice allowing yourself to go much slower than you think you want to. It's what I said to that particular student, what I would say to you, and what I'll say thousands of times again to different students over however many more years God blesses me with the grace to teach, and to myself when I need to hear it, which is, it's easier to get on the scoreboard at all than to get up to your... I'm sorry, it's way harder to get on the scoreboard at all than to get than to win the game. So what I mean by that is you have to get somewhere. You have to be able to do it perfectly at some tempo, even if it's 2 beats per minute. You know, ask any drummer, how did you learn to play such and such a beat? How did you learn to play this crazy beat where all four limbs... You think guitar is hard? Well, I don't know. I've never really played drums too much. But, you know, all four limbs have to do something different. You know, at least guitar, the two hands work in tandem. So how does a drummer learn to play, you know, these complicated beats? They slow it way, way, way down. And they're not going to budge that tempo up any further until they can master it at that slow tempo. And so use this. I'm saving you years of frustration here. Be willing to play it as slow as you need to and play it perfectly at least 4 times in a row before you boost that metronome up a little bit. And then eventually you'll get to, even if you're less than half of where your desired tempo is. So, you know, in our case, we were at 50 and the desired tempo was 90. Well, he was over the halfway mark. That's actually quite a bit. If you're under the halfway mark, that's fine. By the time you get to half or even 2/3, you're happening. It's not a linear curve. It's an exponential curve. You know, keep in mind also that the techniques that you have to sort out at a slow tempo are techniques that you're going to now know and master for any other tune that has that particular technique, and there are only so many techniques on the guitar. You see what I mean? Being willing to slow something down and play it perfectly means you're mastering the technique necessary for that play that particular thing, and you're going to be able to use that technique for the rest of your life in any other song, and things are going to get easier and easier. So using the metronome has that aspect of it too.